Good afternoon, Bob.
How are you doing this afternoon? Curious to know what my radio sounds like, too.
It's about a 5x5, Bob, with some QR Nancy in there. And it's intelligible, though.
Switched antennas and just kind of seeing what it's doing, to tell you the truth.
Very copyable, Bob. And good to hear you this afternoon. Barice and I just come in, and she's fixing us a little lunch. What'd you put up?
And I brought a Ford F-150, and I put a little magnet mount quarter wave on the roof. No drilling or anything like that. You know, as much as I spend on this, in this truck, on this repeater, I think I'm just going to pretty much leave it as it is, rather than trying to run coax all the way to the back and mounts and all that other stuff.
About the coax through, Mom?
I'm about to run it down through the crack of the door behind or away from the rubber, so it's not even getting, you know, compressed in the rubber there. It just, it fit right in between the crack of the door. It came right back down and underneath the little kick panel plate there and up under the seat for the radio.
Well, when you're out and about and come down here for one of the meetings, come by the house and I'll fix you up. It'll just work a whole lot better than that. It's one I've been saving. I can't remember now. You'd have to, it's mag mount. You'd have no problem with doing that with it, only it's dual band and it's much better.
I will do that maybe next Thursday. I've got to come down for the meeting next Thursday, and I can't complain about the price. K4SD gave me this one, and I mean, it's doing the job. It's working. How tall is this antenna?
Getting upstairs here. You want me to run and measure it for you?
Just next time you go downstairs, take a gander at it, and shoot me a text message, you know, approximately how long it is.
Head it down there, she'll get it. It's right there by the TV trays, Bernice. It's black. And, well, that sounds nice. What year, you say you got an Explorer, Mom?
Ford F-150, 2010, four-wheel drive, V6. 8,000 miles on it, so it had about half as many miles as the Hummer, and it's about 5 years newer than the Hummer. So, and it's going to suit my purposes perfectly. You know, I kept going to the dealers and looking at trucks, and I just couldn't bring myself to having an $8,000-$9,000 truck payment, or a payment that was as high as my house payment to drive a brand new truck.
Smart. Give me a tape measure, Bernice. That sounds good. How many miles you say it had on it? Well, that's not too bad nowadays. You can get a couple hundred thousand, and those are great trucks, Bob. Should be fuel sensitive, too. I like the V6s. It's a Radial Larsen, and it says NMO 2/70. And it's a mag mount. And back in the day, they were fairly pricey. I used it, but the only reason I don't is I pull in this carport here, Bob, and it's a little bit long. Let me measure it. Not very long, though.
Dave, it's just, it's probably only a foot long. It's not real long. I don't want anything gigantic. You know, I don't want no 10-4 good buddy 49-foot whip bent over and hooked out of one.
It's 31 inches, Bob. And just got a little coil in the middle of it, a little choke coil. I found that Larsen was the only one, and I sold it to K4DRA, Rick down here. And it was a window mount, and I've never seen a window mount work, but the Larsen does. And I had a buddy that was a physicist, and he told me it would, and it did. I run it for a long time. But this is a Magma. I'd snap you a picture of it if you want.
Then next Thursday, I got to go down to the meeting down there. I'll leave a little bit early, and I'll put it on. You know, when I get a chance, I'll swap them out and see, you know, what it does. And if it works, great, great. And if it doesn't, I'll return it to you.
I'll come up there and slap you around a little bit. You know that.
At my house, living at my house now. We just got him here today, so you'll have to contend with my daddy.
I'll send that to you in just a second here. Bernice is laughing on you. You want to say hi, Bob?
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Miss Bernice. I hope you're doing well.
You are, too.
In 2 weeks or so, 2.5, 3 weeks, actually. But my wife came home with my dad today, brought him home from Tennessee, so we're in the process now of getting him settled in. And tomorrow morning, I'm leaving to go back to Tennessee, pick up a trailer, and bring back the belongings that he wants and the furnishings that we're going to put. I got 2 rooms for him at our house, a bedroom and then a nice little sitting room. If he wants to get away from us, he can go back there in his own little living room. So I'm going to get up that furniture and stuff tomorrow. Should be back on Sunday and get that set up.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Mom. You only got one dad, you know. And do I send this to that 828696 number or the Bob at ND7J.com?
Put me at the 5104.
Miles a second, it's on the way to you.
We're sitting here right now waiting for another contractor. I've got to look at a job he wants me to do here, so when he gets here, I'll have to skedaddle into the customer's house here for a few minutes. But anyway, sure is a nice day today. Beautiful mountain day, I'll tell you what.
We've got one more warm day, and then it's supposed to be fall. Yeah, the lows are in the upper 40s, and we're looking forward to it. We've been working outside, but we quit about 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, somewhere along in that area. Redone all the grass with fescue, and it's just looking beautiful. And, I just been out fooling around with all kinds of things out back. I got the SD card out of the game camera. I got a look at that and see what kind of varmints is on that. I feed the animals out there, kind of like Bernice does.
My business partner just pulled in here. Let me get back with you in a little bit. ND7J.
Okay, you should have that picture, Bob. ND7J and 0TR73.